We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Reish Mem Hei, which is on page Zayin, the page following page 12. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Yisrael ve'enu Yehudi she'yesh lahem soda o tanur o merchatz o rechayim shalmayim b'shutofus. So a Jew and a non-Jew have together a field or an oven or a bathhouse or a water mill as a partnership. Or they're partners in a store in merchandise. So in if they made a deal together, they made a condition in the beginning at the time that they made their partnership, that all earnings that come out of Shabbos will belong to the Eino Yehudi. In me'at v'im harbei, whether it's a little bit or it's a lot, u'schar yom echad k'neged yom ha'shabbos li'yisrael levado, and a different day corresponding to Shabbos will belong all the profits to the Yisrael, mutter, then it's permissible. That's what we'll see in the Mechaber for today, but very straightforward Mechaber that if a Jew and a Goy want to partner up together in a business, so then if all the earnings of Shabbos will go to the Goy, and all the earnings of a different day of the week will go to the Jew, then it is permissible. I'd like to see two bir halachas before we go to the Mishnah Berurah. Bir halacha number one says, Yesh lehem soda o tanur b'shutofus. They have a partnership in a field or an oven. Hainu shu shel shneim be'etzem. Either they actually own the field or the oven or whatever it is, they actually own it together. O shekibluhu me'echol l'isasek bo b'shutofus. Or they took it over, they were hired together as a partnership to run the business. And in note number eight, which is actually on the bottom of the next page, cross on page 14 all the way to the bottom, they bring an interesting thing. If originally in the business, the Jew owned the business all by himself, and later on he wants to have a guy join him as a partner, so the Achronim argue about this. The Yesh HaSovrim, there are those who hold Sha'asr Lasos Kein, you can't join the Goyin later. Afal Pisha Masne Bishas HaEshtatvus, Sheyom HaShabbos Yiyah Shayach L'Nochri B'Vad. Even as he joins in the Goyish partner, he makes a stipulation that you will get the Shabbos earnings like we spoke out in the Mechaber. It's still not going to be good. Kevan Shelo Eshtatvu B'Tchilas HaBailos. Since in the original creation of the ownership of the Jew, they weren't partners, it doesn't work. So according to this opinion in the Achronim, so it only works if they actually come together at once. But if the Jew owned the business first and wants to take on the guy later, according to some poskim, it will not work. They have to actually join the business together. The next bir halacha, divrei maskil im me'at v'im harbei, is going on that which the Mechaber said, that the stipulation has to be from the beginning of their partnering up, sheyiyah schar ha'shabbos le'enu Yehudi levado, that the earnings of Shabbos should belong to the Goy alone, im me'at v'im harbei, whether it is a little or whether it is a lot. So do you have to actually say those words, or is it understood, whatever the Shabbos earnings are, if it's a little or a lot, or do you have to actually speak that out? So the Bira Locha writes, nirid dehu adin hafil lo pirshu kein beferish. It appears you don't have to say those words, whether it's a lot or it's a little. The mistama kein hu, that mistama, if you say, whatever earnings coming on Shabbos belong to you, the guy, so it's obviously understood whether it's a lot or it's a little. You don't have to speak it out. The lo bar rak la fuke, the mechaber only speaks out this language coming to exclude something. The following case. Imas ne'imo shelabasof yavo lecheshven mishnei ha'yomim da'asr. That if you stipulate from the beginning that at the end of the day, we're going to make sure that everything is equal between the 2 days, that's asr. You can't make a stipulation that you'll get the day Shabbos and I'll get Tuesday, and we'll make sure everything works out equally. So we're coming to avoid that by the Mechaber saying whether it's a lot or it's a little. It's lav dafka, you have to say whether the earnings of Shabbos are a lot or a little. It's just coming lav fuke that you can't make an added tanai over here that we're going to make sure that we get equally. Kemosh gasati b'mishabura, like we'll see later on in the Mishabura. V'chein mashma m'lashon ha'gemara b'avarazara chav beiz. And so too, it's mashiv in the Gemara Avodah Zarah that says Yisrael ve'Yehudi shekiblu sada b'shutafus, a Jew and a Goy that received the field as a partnership. Lo yomar Yisrael ve'Yehudi Yehudi tol chelkucha b'shabbos v'ani b'chol. The Jew should not say to the Goy, "Take your chelak on Shabbos, and I'll take it during the week." But then hisnu mitchilu mutter. But if they made that tonight from the beginning, it's mutter. V'lo hiskir klal b'braisa sheyomar hein rav omat. And it's not spoken out in the braisa that the stipulation has to be whether it's a lot or a little. We'll stop there in the Bir Halacha, but that's the point the Bir Halacha is telling us, that the Mechaber over here is only coming to avoid a case where you're going to speak out that it has to be exactly equal, but lav dafka that you have to say, you get the Shabbos earnings, whether it's a lot or a little, that's understood. As long as you say, you get the Shabbos earnings, I get the Tuesday earnings, that is good enough. And now let's begin the Mishnah Berurah. We're going a little backwards, because now the Mishnah Berurah gives us an introduction to the Siman. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yisrael Ve'enu Yehudi, we are in the sixth line of page Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah, the big Aleph. Da, Haheter Gomer Hu B'im HaYisrael Yesh Lo Eze Esek U'Molocho B'Shutofas Im Ha'enu Yehudi. If you want to have a partnership of a Jew and a Goy together, the proper way is Sheyasnu Mitchila Kodem Shalochem B'Shutofas. Like we just mentioned, they have to make a T'nai before they begin their partnership, before anything starts. And they have to say as follows. The Jew says to the Goy, Avod ato b'Shabbos, you work on Shabbos, v'tzikach kithi malachtecha, and you get according to your work, hein rav o ma'at, lav dafka, whether it's a lot of earnings that come in on Shabbos or a little, it will all be yours. The ani and I, the yid, evod kenegdecha yom echad b'chol, I'll work keneged your day of Shabbos, a different day during the week, v'etol kithi malachti, and I'll take according to my earnings, according to my work. Ubishas Chaluka, and at the time of dividing up the profits, Yito Ha'eno Yehudi Sachar Avur HaShabbos. The guy gets all profits from Shabbos. VaYisrael Yito Yom Echad Kenegdo. When the Jew gets all profits of the other day, whether it be Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, or whatever it is, Hein Rav O Me'at, whether his profits are a lot or a little. Avol, but Im Lo Hisnu Mitchila, if they did not make this t'nai from the beginning. Ubishas Chaluka Omer Leino Yehudi, and they just went into business together. And now when it comes time, obviously the Jew didn't work on Shabbos and the Goy did work on Shabbos, but there was no speaking out before. And now it comes to split the profits. He wants to say to the Goy, To'ato Keneged Amocha B'Shabbos Vanibachol, you take Keneged what you worked on Shabbos and I'll take Keneged what I worked one day of the week. Zevaday Usr, that's Usr. Because since you were originally partners, so you were a partner in his work that he did on Shabbos. You can't now at the end give him the money for Shabbos, because that's like paying him for work that he did for you on Shabbos, because you were an owner on Shabbos, you were a partner on Shabbos. It wasn't spoken out before, that's Vaday Usr. V'im lo hisnu b'tchila, but if you made no stipulation from the beginning, u'bishas chaluka cholku stam b'shave, and then at the end you just decided to split everything equally, zo baya b'gemara v'lo shita. That's a question the Gemara asks and does not answer. That scenario, that you made no t'nai in the beginning, and at the end you're not speaking out anything about Shabbos or the week, you're just splitting it equally, does that work? Upasak Harambam Luchumra, the Rambam comes out that it's not good. Va'rosh Lakula, the Rosh is leaning that it does work. Va'machaber Sosam Karambam, this is a machaber we'll see tomorrow. He's sosim like the Rambam. Va'ramah Posak Bahago Karosh. And the Ramah passes like the Rosh, Bimkom Hefsid Gadol. If it would be a great Hefsid, and you didn't make, you forgot to make the deal before you started, so then the Ramah is leaning like the Rosh, Bimkom Hefsid Gadol, that it's okay just to split it down the middle. V'imhisnu kodem shabo l'shatev kanal. And if you made the proper t'nai like we just spoke out from the very beginning, you did it the right way. U'bishas chaluka nisratzu lachlok b'shave. And at the time of splitting it up, you want to split it up equally. Zehu mutter afla Rambam. That's mutter even according to the Rambam. U'kumo shakasa v'sebeis. That as well we'll see tomorrow. Mir tashem et sebeis. That if they made the right t'nai from the beginning, and when it comes time to split it up, they just decide to split it equally, that's okay since the stipulation was there. And everything was in place, that they decided to end, and we'll see exact details of this tomorrow, but if they decided to split it, that would be okay. Zeu ikre hadinim shebesifim harishonim. These are the main dinim in these first sifim. V'yeser ha'pratim v'gam tameim yivaru l'kamei. And more details and reasons will be explained further. And now we begin the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Aleph when he gets down to the Mechaber's case. So again, the Mechaber told us that a Jew and a guy that have a field, or an oven, or a bathhouse, or a water mill as a partnership, or they have a partnership in a store with merchandise, so then we said, if they made this knife from the beginning, it's mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah said in Sifkaton Aleph, Soda Utanur, they have a field or an oven. Tam advarim elu duba'in and hisnu. The reason why we need such a stipulation from the beginning, The ilav hachi, because if you don't have the stipulation from the beginning, kevan de mitchila b'shas asiyas ashutafus, since from the beginning at the time that they made their partnership, hayamutul hamalacha shneim yachdav. So a partnership means they're both required to work. So they're equal partners and they both are required to work equally. Ulahachi, and therefore im achakach yomer lahaino yehudi, if the Jews are going to wake up later and say to the guy, asay ato levatcha b'shabbos, you know what? We're partners, but now that I'm thinking about it, you know what? You work on Shabbos. V'tol l'cha kol ha-revach shel Shabbos. And you take all Shabbos earnings. V'ani e'ese levadi yom echad b'chol. And I'll take one weekday, kinegdo, corresponding to your day of Shabbos. V'etol oso la'atzmi ha-revach shel oso yom. And I'll take alone the profits of that day. If he makes a shutfus first, and then makes this stipulation afterwards, havile ki'ilu mamid esa'eno yehudi lepol biyadayim. It's like you are standing up this guy to be your worker on Shabbos. Because since you partnered up and you're partners now, so you're both responsible parties for every day of the week. Now you're making a stipulation, you know what, you work on Shabbos. So now he's working for you on Shabbos. As opposed to making the tnai before you make the partnership, he's not working for you on Shabbos. The deal was, he works Shabbos. It's his business on Shabbos and not your business. Here you are partners mitchila. Now you're telling him you work on Shabbos? That's a little too late. Now he's working for you on Shabbos and that's a problem. Ki'ilu omerlo, says the Mishavura, it's ki'ilu you're saying to him, asei ato avuri b'Shabbos. It's like you're saying, you know what, you work for me on Shabbos. We're supposed to both work every day. You know what, you take care of my chelek on Shabbos. Vani esa negedze avurcha b'chol, and I'll make it up for you, I'll take over for you on Tuesday. V'havi shlucha mamish, that's mamish, like making a shaliach. That's what Tosa says, and that's the hesber of why the stipulation has to be at the time of making the shutfus, and not that you're shutzen first, and then you make the stipulation later. That's a little bit too little too late. That's making him your shaliach, he's working for you, it's not going to be good. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Ulefize, according to this. Im shutafo ha'eno yehudi ba'atzmo eino osa klum. If his partner, the guy, doesn't do any malacha. Rak she'enam yehudim acherim. But other goyim, ha'boim lefos that come to bake. Masikim bo betanu shel ha'shutfus. They come to fire up the oven of the partners. V'nos nim sach mo b'scharim. And they give some of the money to the goyish, a partner, for allowing them to use the oven on Shabbos. Yochel ha-Yisrael l'kabel mishutofo scharo ha-magir lo l'fi chelko. The Jew is allowed to receive from his partner his chelek in the earnings of the rental. Afilim lo hisno, even if they didn't make any tanai from the beginning about the goy owning it on Shabbos, they were equal partners, no tanai, but now the goy that he partnered with didn't do the work. He rented it out to other people to do the work, and now there's money coming in from the rental. They can split it equally, the Jew can get his chelek. As long as he's not just getting the earnings of Shabbos alone, because that would be a problem of Schar Shabbos. Elo yikach mimenu stam bavlo shar hayomim kidei shlo yes Schar Shabbos. He can only take the money from his Goyish partner when he's taking for Shabbos and other days as well together, like we learned havlo, it's swallowed up the Shabbos earnings with other earnings, and that makes it permissible. That would be okay. V'lo chayshinim mishum maris ha'ayin, and we're also not worried about maris ha'ayin in this case. Sheyomru l'tzarach Yisrael hu osa, that people might say that he's doing the work for the Jew. Kevan sheyadua sheyesh le'ena yudu chelek bo. Since people know that there's a goyish partner, so they know there's a guy that owns it as well, so they're not going to be saying he's working for a Jew. They're going to understand he's working for a guy, and therefore there's no problem with chashabis, and there also is no problem of maris ha'ayin. Sifkotan beizim hisnu mitchila. We said if they made the tnai from the beginning, when they made the partnership, it's okay. Atam, the reason is the kevan shehisnu batchila. Since they made the deal, the condition from the beginning, lohutol al haYisrael klal meikara lasas b'Shabbos. There was never anything incumbent upon the Jew from the very beginning to do on Shabbos. Ve'ein ha'eno yehudi shlucho. Memela the guy is not a shaliach. Sifkotan gimel. The tnai was. Sheyes Schar Shabbos le'eno Yehudi levado, says the Mishabura, the Gabe Soda, when it comes to a field where there aren't really profits coming out of working on Shabbos, it's not like an oven or a merchatz, it's a field, you know, it's a long-term process of getting the fruit coming out of the field. So Gabe Soda, Tzarech Sheyomer lo, there the stipulation is a little different. You have to say to the guy, Tamo Lizroa Velachros b'Shabbos, you should work hard, planting and plowing on Shabbos, v'sitol b'shas k'tzira k'neged amocha b'shabbos, and you will take at the time of harvest k'neged all the work you put in on Shabbos. Vani oshluchi, and I, the Jew, or my messenger, emo bachol, we will work hard during the week. Ve'etol gamken k'neged yom shali, and therefore I will get by the harvest corresponding to my work that I put in. That's the similar t'nai that you'd have by a field, since the exact t'nai mentioned is would not work by a field. This is how it adjusts for a field. Then we said again in the Mechaber, im ma'at v'im harbei, and the Mishabura says in Sivkot and Dalid, since they are not stipulating and calculating that they should get equal shares, therefore they are not partners in Shabbos and Sunday. You're getting Shabbos, I'm getting Sunday. We didn't stipulate that we have to get equal amounts, and therefore we are not considered partners in Shabbos and Sunday. You own Shabbos, I own Sunday. Rak b'shar hayomim. Their partnerships only can consist of the other 5 days. Ula afuke. This is coming to exclude, like the Bir Halacha told us, in masne imo b'shas hatnai. If you stipulate with the guy at the time of the partnership stipulation, shelo basof yavo l'cheshbon, that at the end of the day, when it come out with a cheshbon, shiyah asachar l'shtem b'shavah. You know what, you work Shabbos and earn the profits. I'll work Sunday and earn the profits. But we'll make sure at the end it's equal. The usr, that's going to be forbidden. The al korcha hu imo keshut of gambi yom ha-shabbos. By saying those words, you own Shabbos and work Shabbos. I own Sunday and work Sunday. But we'll make sure it equals out at the end. So then you're showing you're a partner in Shabbos also. That wouldn't work. But again, that's the Bir Halacha said, that the words of the Mechaber in mi'at v'im harbei are not what have to be spoken out. That's just what's understood, that it has to be not an equal division. It has to be a daily division. Shabbos versus Sunday, and if you stipulate that it's equal, it's not going to work. But lav dafka, that you have to say the words in mi'at v'im harbei. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Hei, the second to last line, v'im harbei, v'im achar kach b'shas chaluka bo l'cheshbon lomar. So they made the stipulation correctly. The Jew said to the guy, as they were becoming partners, you own Shabbos and you get all money coming in on Shabbos. I own Sunday. I get all profits coming in on Sunday. And we split the other 5 days. That's great. Now comes time to split it. Bo l'chesh ben lomar, they came to make calculations, and one of them said, "Kamana talta ata meruba v'ani muat." The Jew says to the guy, "How much did you get? You got a lot. I only got a little." Nachlo kamosar shi'el l'shtem b'shove. Let's split the remaining amount so that we can end up equal. I mean, you're getting Shabbos, I'm getting Sunday, but let's split the rest so it ends up that we get equal amounts. So that's already a machlokas haposkim. Das ha-Magen Avraham, turn to page 14. The Magen Avraham is of the opinion, lifso kedas ha-Ravid, to passing like the Ravid shemachmir bazeh. He says that's no good. Why? Mishum digloi milsalam afreya, you're revealing the thing retroactively, that tanai de mikara harama ba'almahave. It was just a game. It was a game. You made it tonight. You get all the Shabbos earnings. I get all the Sunday earnings. So you made it sound like it was so serious. At the end of the day, you say, oh, wait, you got so much more. Let's split the rest of the day so it ends up equal. So it's megala that you didn't really mean your tnai mitrila. And therefore, that's not good. You can't stipulate at the end, even, you know what, let's make sure everything works out equally. That's not good, says the Magen Avraham, like the Ravid. However, the Mishabura says, V'yesh mekilim bazeh, some are lenient in this area, kevan dehisnu meikara lamaisa, you made a good tnai from the beginning. You made a tnai, and the tnai is sticking. You're just now adjusting other things to make it work better for you. That's not a problem with the original tnai. It doesn't make it sticky, and therefore it is mutter. V'ayin bel yirabba sheherich gam kein bazeh, bel yirabba, you can look at, he speaks at length about this, u'l'basof nishar b'tzarachin. At the end of the day, he leaves off with tzarachin. In this case, if you're allowed to say, after he takes Shabbos, he takes Sunday, and you see he got more than you, if you could say, let's split the rest so it comes out all to be equal. We have one more Mishaburis of Katan Vav, and that is on the last word that we said, the top word of the Mechaber on page 14, that if you make the Shutvas with this proper tonight from the beginning, then we said it is Mutter. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Vav, V'im lo noda achar kach revach shekol echad ve'echad al yomo. If at the end of the day it is not known the profits of each one on each day, kigom b'chanut, like when it comes to a store, sometimes it's hard to calculate exactly how much was earned each day. So says the Mishabura, Rashoin lechatchila lachlok bashava. Then you're allowed to split lechatchila everything equally. So it comes out at the end of the day, it was a store, and you couldn't tell the profits of each day, which each person gets, then you could split equally. But there's a very important Moshe over here, note number 10. Ubir b'shalos and shuvas igras Moshe, she'ein ha'kavona l'chanut, she'ein efsharot l'varer kama revochim hoyu bo b'chol yom. It's not talking about the type of store where it's impossible to clarify how much the profits were each day. If it's impossible to tell how much is made each day, so your tznai is a joke. What's your tznai? You get all Shabbos profits. I get all Sunday profits. There's no way to figure it out. So there's no way to figure it out. That's not what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about over here, says Rav Moshe. Therefore, it would be usher to join up with a guy in such a business, because you can't clearly define how much earnings are made on Shabbos and how much earnings are made on other days. Ela hakavana hi, rather the kavana of the Mishnah Berurah is lachanut she'efshar ladas kama revachim hoyu bo b'chol yom. You are able to calculate how much profit is each day. Ela she'tzarach litzrach b'shul ze. Just as a big pain, it's a pain in the neck, it's very difficult to come up with the cheshbonos. Ulefikach, and therefore kesheiru lefa'amim shulon noda kama revach hoya. If sometimes it comes out that they didn't work it out properly, exactly how much the profits were, so lo neser hadover barvur ze. We're not going to ask her because then they could split it equally. But not that you could go into the whole business in such a business that you can't ever know it, but you bet some you do know it. But it happens to me one time it was too difficult to work it out and you made a mistake or you missed a day and therefore you can't exactly cheshbon it. So in that case, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, that you can split it equally. We will stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, we will go weiter tomorrow.